You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. Here, we'll help you unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship and self-development. This is your host, Alex Quinn. I'm a full-stack marketing executive and global keynote speaker. Get ready to get real-world knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders.
Hey guys, Randy Zuckerberg here.
Hi everyone, it's Neil Patel, and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle.
This is the motherfucking CEO, Andy Frisella. You're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle with Alex Quinn.
Become an authority and thought leader in your niche. Join a free private community of entrepreneurs and professionals looking to grow their business and optimize their performance. Get easy to learn resources and materials that empower your personal and financial success. Easily accessible for free on desktop and mobile app. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to access now. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
Bro, we got to thank Instagram for this moment because that's where we connected. I love everything you're doing, bro. Like, I think what you guys are doing at ClickUp is amazing. Guys, this is Chris Cunningham, the one and only, visiting us from San Diego, right?
Yeah.
You were just in Mexico?
Just in Mexico and Cabo, bouncing around.
Oof, beautiful, man. Well, yeah, taking a break during the holidays from the crazy 2021 you guys had growth-wise.
A little too much. Yeah, we're still taking it in.
Yeah? It's incredible, man.
We went from 110 employees to 843.
Dude, that's fucking nuts.
I'm still trying to take it in. I'm like, who are you? Hi.
Yeah, hi. Nice. It's like a whole country.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, literally.
Okay, so talk to me. How did you align with ClickUp, bro?
Yeah, I mean, I've been with ClickUp since day one. So okay. Zeb is a true genius. So he's this, you know, founder, CEO.
Yeah.
In college, we met. We were always trying to do something. We were bored in school. We managed a rapper. We had like a little entertainment business. That was right. Company number one.
Okay.
And then we really we played a prank. We faked that I won the lottery. If you Google Chris Cunningham lottery, you can check it out. It's pretty interesting.
All right.
But it blew up way bigger than we thought. And that's when we learned that social media was important. Again, how we met.
Yeah.
But this is back in like 2010, before anyone really had paid attention to growing like that. Like the only way you had a big social media following is if you were someone big.
I was a sophomore in high school there.
Were you? Yeah. So I was a junior in college.
Nice. Okay.
So I thought I was the man. I was going around campus acting like I won the lottery until I had to admit that I didn't.
Yeah.
But I had these followers, so we learned it was a big deal. So we started a social media company. We ran that, you know, ran its course. And then from there, we really wanted to be in the social media space. So we started an app called Memory, and it was doing really well. We thought we were going to be the next Zuckerberg. We thought we were so cool. It was a Snapchat competitor, because at the time, Snapchat took away your best memories. You had 7 seconds, and it was gone.
Okay, right? Yeah.
So Memory was an entire minute, and you could keep it and share it for forever. And so that's kind of how we went out. And then until Snapchat came out, Snapchat Memories. And it was gone. Okay. But in the meantime, we were building ClickUp just for ourselves. Zeb hated that we had to use, you know, Jira for development, Asana for marketing, and then Trello would be for beginners.
Right.
He hated having three different platforms. It just made him angry. So he's like, we're going to build our own. And that's what we went to market with. So that's how ClickUp really started in Palo Alto. And yeah, the rest was history.
Let's take it back before ClickUp. Let's talk Chris.
Yeah.
Like, what did you want to do your whole like teens? Like, what was your plan for life?
You know, I had a bunch of different plans. I knew I was gonna be in business,
right?
Like, I knew I could talk, had to get to gab, I loved meeting people, but I really didn't know. And when I got to college, I thought I was gonna be managing a rapper. I really thought that was us.
Yeah.
Until I realized that, you know, it's a pretty tough space. But I did that, and then I graduated Virginia Tech, and I went to go work at a company called Cvent, and I kind of took a gamble on them. I had larger companies I could have worked for, but Cvent just stood out to me. It was cool, they were young, they were hip, it was tech. Mm-hmm. But it was about traveling, which I loved.
Yeah.
You know, it was events management. And so I joined it, and I became one of the younger managers at the company. I think I was the first like 200 or 300. And then within a year, the company grew over 1,000, went public, and I learned a lot through that. But during that time, I was always still helping Zeb with the social media company.
Right.
And I knew I was going to go work for him, but I wanted to learn corporate while he was doing his thing and with the small company.
Right.
So eventually I left DC, went to Charlotte, and worked with him. And that's when life has been a blur since. I feel like we've just been working on something new, building, and to see ClickUp where it is now is still crazy. Because I remember it was just four of us drawing on the whiteboard, like, hey, what should this look like? You know, what are we going to do? Will ClickUp even be the name? We didn't know. ClickUp was just a filler name. We didn't know it was going to be the name long term.
Right. And now it's like a whole beast. So for everybody that's living under a rock, what's ClickUp?
Yeah, ClickUp is project management software. The big difference between us, I'm sure you've seen it. If you work, I hope you use project management. If you don't, Even if you don't use us, please use some type of
product. Use someone, man.
Use someone. Because the amount of work you can get done with being organized and having it on your phone, on your computer, is just insane. But essentially, ClickUp is different because it's completely customizable. That's what we really wanted.
Yeah.
Like, let's say I wanted to keep mine, you know, the way I work, very simple. I can do that. You can go as complex as you want. So developers and marketers can work together in the same platform. That was our goal. One app to replace them all is our long-term goal. Obviously, it's going to take some time. Some of these companies have been around for 5, 10, 20 years. We've been around, I think it actually just turned 5 years.
Yeah, so you guys are babies.
We're babies. We're young. We're a young team.
Big old babies.
Big babies. But we're ready. We're ready. But our goal is just to keep building features. That's why we're so aggressive on like the one feature every week.
Yeah.
Rather than just being complacent like these other companies.
You got to grow with the people.
We're growing with it. We see people need whiteboards. When we see need something new, we kind of prioritize it because it's hard. You can only build with so many things at a time. And
I am going to fall back when I see ClickUp inside of an Oculus. All right.
That's so
I'm just going to throw that out there. I don't know. Like, we could talk about that or if that's even on the books.
So we just had a call with Oculus. Lily saw it earlier. We had a call with them like 2 weeks ago. It went really well. So we're talking to them now about seeing what that looks like. Zeb actually had an early vision, almost too early, like 4 years ago, when we saw VR for the first time. He was like, man, this would be great to work. And imagine like having your task. Oh, this one's done. This one's good. This assigns to you. You know, just push it like that. But we are working. I'll show you a prototype after. It looks really cool.
I love it, bro. I love it.
I mean, the metaverse is a big thing, right? So we got to get with the times.
We're learning a lot about that. I'm not a metaverse or a crypto expert by any means. I invest into both. I recently dropped an article on Forbes about NFTs and the metaverse and the music space too. And we've been dabbling into it. But ultimately, augmented reality, virtual reality is where things are going, especially for people like us. We're marketers, we're business people. And that's where attention is going to go. That's where brands and sponsors and music and entertainment and skins and NFTs and all these things are going to go in there. We got to understand it. Not only for VR, but shit, dude. I imagine myself right now with some augmented reality glasses projecting like my ClickUp tasks into the wall in front of me or over this little thing right here and being able to move them around. That stuff is all going to be possible. And I can't imagine how much faster we're going to be able to work when things like that are like in play in everybody's hands, you know?
Isn't it weird how fast this happened? I mean, I feel like it just happened before Christmas. And now, like, who's not talking about
who turned on this button? Yeah, who did this shit?
What happened? Square changed it into block. I mean, it happened so fast. And I just saw an article the other day where Apple, there's this one small part where no one paid attention right under your camera. It's like another little small part. Ooh. And I realized it's because they're building the Apple glasses that are going to be the same way.
So they already got some shit like undercover in our phones without us even knowing.
And we didn't even know. You know, everyone's like, why is this here? Now we know.
Well, you seen the Ray-Bans too, those Ray-Ban glasses with Facebook?
Crazy.
My friend Mauricio was showing it to me. Dude, wow.
I remember when I thought I was so cool when Snapchat came out with the Snap. You remember the Snap goggles?
Spectacles.
Yeah. I waited in line to get one of them from like a vending machine to be cool and be ahead of time. And it didn't do near what I thought it was going to do. But it's just funny to see now it's really happening. Like soon, whether it's an Oculus, like we're going to be wearing something and being in a different world. And at the same time, I love being in the real world, but we have to respect that this is happening.
Yeah, it's going there. And like, we just got to see where it goes. And we just got to make sure that people also have the ability to learn how to use it. And so it's accessible. You know, it could be good. It could be great for the world, just like it could be bad. I think everything with balance, right? In moderation, like we got to keep innovating while understanding what keeps us human and what keeps us good and what keeps us like connected, really, really connected. You know, that true in-person connection, that essence.
It does. I think we're lucky that we grew up, that we still had that in-person. Because, you know, it'll be weird seeing kids grow up being able to jump in the metaverse at age three. Like what are they going to see in there? What's going to happen?
Yeah.
It's a lot. But back to what you said, we will be so productive. I could imagine when... Like my focus, I'm good at focusing, but at the same time, like if I'm at a coffee shop, someone walks in, it does sometimes take my attention away, right? But when you only see your work, how much better do we work? I don't know.
Right. Yeah, I've done it. When I first got the Oculus like a few weeks ago, I was moving tabs around and putting my notes in my keyboard. I was like, what? Where has this been? But bro, how would you describe your involvement with ClickUp? Because you do so much and I see you so active and it's so creative, like... Define it for me. Like, what are you doing right now, bro?
You know, my big thing is influencer marketing is a big part, but branding partnerships is technically like, you know, what I'm focused on. But I'll give you a breakdown. When I like right now, I must have fun because I love social media. I love it. I've always had fun with it. But now it's like I'm really looking and seeing how things are turning, right? Like Instagram used to be where everyone did their influencers. But now for ClickUp, it's different. I'm learning this whole tech dev space that's out there. And they're, I mean, whether it be on Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, what I'm learning is it's a whole different way to get people talking about you. On Twitter, it's threads, right? Yeah, people starting these threads, they do really well. Certain ones, they speak and they get people really engaged. And I had slept on Twitter for a while. I'd been off it myself.
Everybody's been sleeping on Twitter. It's incredible.
Of course, but it's still, it's easy way to have someone talking and have a direct link. It really works well, especially in this world of podcasting. It's a great way for people to talk about things they love.
And Clubhouse too, man. Clubhouse is badass, bro.
Clubhouse popped. I feel like it's gone down, but Twitter has its own version of Clubhouse. Yeah. But look, it was so hot for a minute. And who knows? We'll see what happens. There's a couple other versions of Clubhouse coming out. So we'll see how those play out. But then what I'm learning is YouTube. You get the right YouTubers to explain your product, at least in MySpace. Again, it's different if I was doing a water bottle or a different brand like that. You know, then you get a travel influencer or someone who's mastered that space. But for us, I basically want different niches. So I wake up each day and I'm like, okay, developers use ClickUp. I need to get people who are on YouTube in the dev space talking about that. People who do social media marketing use ClickUp. People who are in agencies use ClickUp, right? Mm-hmm. Like we were just talking about before we got on here. Yeah. A lot of agencies need social media. So what I need to do is find thought leaders in each space. And that's all I'm trying to do. So thought leaders, hit me up. I want to talk to you because if you're making good content.
Cunningham on Instagram.
At Cunningham.
That's it.
But and Instagram is a funny way of how I'm getting in touch with people, how I got in touch with you.
Yeah.
You know, Instagram. Same on TikTok. I'm still learning TikTok. I'm not doing great on it, but I'm learning it. I'm meeting a ton of creators by just scrolling on TikTok. The algorithm works so well. It's figured me out. It sees the type of creators I want. And all I do is I go and I click the Instagram button because I don't really, like, the messaging is kind of lost in TikTok, but you hit them on Instagram, usually they don't have near as many followers. I DM them, and bam, I'm talking to the coolest creators. I found a really cool hacker the other day, and I just had him make a video within one day, and he's doing a great job. Like, I'm just trying to learn how to go viral, because another thing I'm noticing is it's hard to just grow ClickUp's page, right? But what could be cool is what if we make tech up, market up, copy up? You know, that's what I'm looking into and exploring. I want new ways to have creators create content, but not go to waste, not just on their page, not just on ours, but a new page is kind of just branded in a certain way. So powered by ClickUp could be these different pages.
Yeah, because the tech brands usually struggle with, like, how do we have this online persona? How is our brand voice? Like, how are we going to talk to people? Like for example, with us as marketers, me as my marketing agency, doesn't get a lot of play on Instagram. We just have it there kind of like a track record, right? Where people really want to talk is they want to talk on the Alex Quinn page. Is the person doing everything, or they want to look at Michelle's stuff, or, you know, whoever else from the team. But yeah, that's also great. That's a great option, bro. Something powered by, where people know it's like, it comes from a good place. It comes with good back and good foundation, and it's niched down to the thing that they like most, talking about what they like most, integrated with a solution that gives them time to take back more time. One of your guys' tagline is save one day a week guaranteed. That's right.
100%. Save one day a week. We love saying it.
From organization, right? Because, like, guys, like, you have never used ClickUp before and you just hear us talking ClickUp, and you really don't understand. It's a project management. It's a life management system, right? If you have a business, even if it's just a solo business, there's a lot of things you got to remember, a lot of recurring tasks, a lot of tasks that you do in specific ways. And that's how you organize it for yourself. You're able to access it on your laptop. You're able to access it on your iPad, on your phone. And it's for business. It's for personal things. Like, I use the software for personal stuff, you know, medical. Like, I got to remember medical stuff. I got to remember tax stuff. I got to remember, like, a lot of things, you know, future goals, like milestones, like this, all this stuff is good. And I'm a big believer that things don't happen until you write them down or until you put them somewhere and put a date to it.
I'm so glad you said it, because for me, it's so easy to have a thought. It could be a great thought. It could be in the morning while I'm running, you know, whatever. But if I don't put it down, if I don't set a reminder, I move too fast, right? We're here. We'll be at dinner later, right? It's easy to forget about. And I'll probably have a good idea while we're on the podcast that I wish I could write down.
Right.
It's so fast. But that's why I love ClickUp. It's quick and easy, or whatever you use. Just use something. Even use Siri. You know, but write your, like, remind yourself of things.
And your guys' branding is so recognizable. Michelle, like, guys, there's a team back here. There's our people that love and support us. Kevin, Michelle, and the rest of the squad in the building. I love your branding. And we travel everywhere. And you guys are on billboards in New York. You guys buses over here. You guys, like, the other day I was driving down Miami with Michelle and I put up a story. You guys have like a little,
I love
the metro.
You caught that in a beautiful way.
It
looks so good with the building right there. I had to repost it immediately, but it was because I'm so used to seeing just the San Diego buses. Like, I see them all the time. And I think the buses are one that people sleep on, because everyone, you can see a billboard. The buses are always moving. They're everywhere.
Yeah, bro.
But I'll go back to why obviously we do spend a little bit on out of home, and a lot of people question why do that? You know, do you see, I get that question all the time.
You see a return. How do you measure the return?
Do you see a return? You know what? We don't, but I'll tell you what, when I do reach out to certain brands, going back to what you asked me, so I do influencer marketing, but also do partnerships.
Okay.
So I'm reaching out to Shopify the other day, right? It's easier because they've seen us everywhere. We're doing two events. We're doing one in LA, one in New York. We'll reach out about it. But the cool thing is now people, like, they respect us. They want to know more about us. Same when I reach out to a big creator. They might be out of our league or whatever at the moment, but they're like, hey, look, I've seen your billboards everywhere. I want to talk to you. I want to know who you are. I'm curious.
Yeah. Put effort into being out there. Like, they want to know what's up.
Of course. When you keep seeing us, you want to know what's up. And again, some people ask or laugh that we don't have a call to action, but at the same time, it's like, you are curious. How do you save a day a week? Our goal is we want you to Google us. We just want you to see it, because we can't put all that on a billboard or on a train. You know, all we want you to know is that we're hiring and that we're out here. You know, that's what we
yeah.
want.
Yeah. And guys, too, positioning, marketing, for fuck's sake. Like, look at the ridiculous growth you guys had last year. Talk to me about some of the flex stats. Like, what are we working with?
A lot of stats. So, you know, we've had a lot of funding in the near rounds, which is okay. cool. So we had our series, you know, we had our series A. Where we got $100 million, we just had our Series B, where we got $400 million and a $4 billion evaluation. And I'll never forget when Zed first gave me the call, like, "Hey man, like, we're doing another round of funding, and it's bigger than I thought." You know, like, and I'll never forget when he asked me to come on the next journey. He was like, "Hey, look, you have to give a lot of time. We're gonna work a lot of hours. It's not gonna be easy, but it will be a $1 billion company one day." And I'll never forget thinking to myself, like, "Hey, you know, like, maybe, but even if we hit like $200 million, $300 million, that's cool.
It'd be good.
It's worth yeah. my time invested." But, I mean, he nailed it in 4x more, and, you know, look, we're not slowing down, so we'll see, but.
Hey, I just wanted to jump in real quick to tell you about how to train yourself in organization, balancing your priorities, developing successful habits, and most importantly, having a better mindset. I'm giving free access to resources and materials on business management and self-development. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to get access. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Okay, let's get back into the episode.
The growth stats are great. 100, you know, 120 employees to over 800 is great. I think we do want to focus on getting more efficient now. It's easy to just keep hiring and keep throwing bodies at problems, but we really want to get efficient.
That could get inefficient real fast.
It can, and we're learning that. But I think we've done a good job. We just did a feedback survey the other day, really checking to see where we're doing well, where we're not, and everything was very positive. So it's good to see. I think we've done really well is keep that company culture. If you came into ClickUp, like if you came into the office, everyone's positive. Everyone's willing to help. Like if you look into the way we message each other, it's so easy. I never like nervous to message someone and ask them something, which in old companies I was. You know, so yeah. I'm like, "Oh, this person's busy." I don't care if I'm hitting up, you know, the top person in the company or someone lower. I know it's going to be a nice response, an excited response. And that's why I love ClickUp. I'm glad we kept that culture.
Yeah, because it allows people to grow without feeling like somebody's going to try them for some idea or, "Oh, they're going to call me a dumbass or some shit." You know,
to never
I mean?
Be like that, right? And I hope we never do become that company. I really don't want us to be that.
It could become like that really fast. Like people forget that. So that's why it's important, like, for leadership to remain creative, to remain inclusive, to listen to their people. Like, man, with my team, everybody's opinion counts, bro. Like,
they have
any type of growth, because at the end of the day, they know your shit better than anybody on the outside. And if they're making an observation, like, it's worth listening and maybe implementing.
You know? Why not listen? Exactly. And I mean, we've seen a lot of people from just random. I've seen someone give me a genius idea from my team that's on the development team, right? Like, who would think a developer knows social media? But you know what? Someone can know anything about any part. They have an idea, they have a thought, and they care. So when people are bought in, and that's something we really care about at ClickUp. We're kind of slow to hire. And the fact that we do have hard interviews, we do, like, I've had some good friends who I want to work at the company, and I can't just guarantee anyone get hired, right? I'll put them in and get them an interview, but even we have checks and balances. You have to get hired properly. And I like that because it is kind of hard to get in a ClickUp, but the people who get in care and they really grind. They really do.
Yeah. So what's the ideal profile for a ClickUp? Like, you know, new hire?
It one thing I love about us is it's not like we're like, "Hey, you need a Harvard degree."
Okay.
We really don't even look at that hardly. Like obviously degrees are cool. They're great. But it depends on every team too.
Sometimes that doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't. So like for development, we'll give them a test. We have this test that is not easy. Obviously I can't code. I could never pass a test, but I've seen smart people who I know take it and still not do well, but it looks for how you think. And then in marketing, we're looking for more. What have you done? Like, how creative are you? Well, we have these little tests that we give. So we don't really just like interview you and ask a few questions and think we know you yet. We give you a test. We see how you work, how you think. And I think that's really helped us hiring. And hiring is the biggest part. Like what I've learned about growing and becoming a bigger company, I always thought the CEOs and VPs, you know, just did the job and worked. But I'm realizing the biggest part of their job is hiring, is getting the right people under them. Mm-hmm. Is that if when you're growing at scale like we are, you have to be hiring fast and you have to make sure they're doing things right. So you don't really have time to do a lot of the day-to-day that you think you would do. And that's something I never knew 5 years ago coming into a company. I thought just the VPs grinded, and they do grind, but they're grinding in a different way because a lot of their jobs or a lot of their days are interviews, getting the right people under them.
Yeah, and it's like a lot of like mental shit, bro. Like it's not only that, but it's like, all right, like finances, legal.
Yeah.
We can't do this, we can't do that. We got this partnership going on, we got this launch, which is holding this back, and it's like, That's why you need ClickUp.
Exactly. That's why everybody needs ClickUp. And even and we use ClickUp, but it was still as hard. Like with legal, like think about anything we want to do. Let's say that you and I want to throw a huge event in Miami. Mm-hmm. I still have to check with legal. I have to make sure it's good. Yeah. I still have to, you know, I still check with marketing, make sure
you're
we
not
can
stepping on anybody's toes.
Exactly. Make sure the dates are good. Make sure the events team is good. Are they planning an event during that time? There's just so many things that could be going on that you don't think about. So it's not that we move slower. We just have to be more careful and check with everyone.
Yeah. You know, one of the coolest things about what you've said so far, which is incredible, is that you guys created this platform to solve your own problem. Maybe it wasn't even a plan to for it to be what it is today
it
at
wasn't.
First. And then it is what it is today.
I think it's still the craziest part. Like, we always had these big dreams of being in social media. Like, we always thought we'd be, like to build an app or something like
that. You are like a social media.
We are kind of, but it's more, you know, more work, which we're glad about. Because think about, like, you know, project management's the number one space now. CRM was. And at the beginning, everyone, I'll never forget, every single, like, advisor told us we were crazy. They were like, there's already, like, 400 of these companies. Like, what are you going to do, stand out? And I remember Seth was like, yeah, because they all suck. That's literally what he said. He's like, they all suck. They make you work one way when they don't have to. And if they built it more carefully, you know, it wouldn't be that way. And that's really, now we're almost challenging everyone else to build features fast and to be customizable, because we are.
Yeah.
But it is funny you say that, because
you're changing the whole landscape.
Yeah. At the beginning, we never really thought. It was literally something we built for us. I remember we built a project management and a CRM, and they were just kind of bare bones. And then you're like, you know what, let's go to market and do it. And looking back, it was just such a decision we'd never really questioned. We kind of trusted Zeb and went with it. And it took a year to build. Like, it took time. We were in Palo Alto, you know, in Silicon Valley, in a house, just four of us working and figuring it out. And it was crazy.
It seems like he's a very bright guy, because, you know, it seems like you believe in his ideas, you support his ideas, you stay loyal to the projects, and speaks a lot about a leader, you know, to have his people, like, vouch for the product so much and, like, want to stick through it. You know, you guys have gone through several business ventures.
Been a couple.
And usually, you know, after like one failed business venture or two, or maybe not failed, but it didn't go in the way you thought, like, people get discouraged.
Yeah, no, we don't mind saying fail. So, the first one he did, super success, right?
Yeah.
Great social media company. Then second one was going for memory. And even though he failed at memory, it
and then
was
the
so
management
fun,
stuff,
man.
Right? That was one venture, right? The artist management.
That was a venture too. That was in college. I almost forget about that one. But that was a venture. And hey, you know, the early days, I thought Zeb was going to be a DJ. He was a great. That's why his Twitter name is still DJ.
His
DJ
Instagram
Curfew.
Name is DJ Curfew. Yeah.
Everyone wants him to change it. Obviously,
he should. He should.
They say it changed it, but I kind of like that he doesn't. Yeah. You know, I like that he's like, you know what, I am who I am. I may not be a DJ anymore, but I don't know. I like that he keeps it. Don't think that people haven't asked him to change it, but
yeah, I'd probably be one of those people. But hey, look. You know,
it works.
Don't change what isn't broken. Like,
exactly.
ClickUp's going fucking high.
Yeah, it's working.
Going
it's working.
Fast, bro.
I think he doesn't care too much about social. He's more, it's the product. He just wants to hear what people want. He's going to evaluate, see what they want, then think about what they need. Because at the end of the day, if we listen to what everyone said we needed to do, who knows what company we'd look like, right? Like, at the end of the day, he still has to make decisions like, okay, 100, you know, 800 people asking for this feature, 2,000 are asking for this feature. Because we do. We have a feedback platform where people can ask for whatever and they can upvote it and tell us why. But at the end of the day, he still makes the right decisions as to what people need and, you know, what's the most effective now. I think that's a big part. But yeah, Zeb's a great leader. He's been so. It's fun to see him kind of grow as his company has grown, because who would have known, again, like, the things he has to do now as of 2 years ago are so different. The way his day looks, the decisions he has to make, they're quite different than the early days when we were just figuring things out.
Speaking of, like, making all these decisions and always being busy and having a lot of shit going on, like, how do you unwind, bro? Like, how do you clear your mind and, you know, make space for new ideas to come in, or to balance yourself out, to make sure that you don't drive yourself nuts? Because shit, it happens to me, man. Like,
it's a great question, man. I love to travel. I really do. I love to travel. Okay. It's a big part for me. I think it's how I unwind. And of course, my laptop's still with me. I'm still working. But I'm pretty good at turning off. I learned that in the early years, we worked every day to a point to where we all kind of burnt out a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We knew that going into it.
Part of it, yeah.
But now it's like, now I have a team. I have people under me. At the beginning days, there was no one we could delegate to. It was just us. So we took a day off.
Still on ClickUp.
It's all there.
Nobody's checked it off.
But a big one for me is travel. I'd love to hear what yours is too. Mine's traveling. I like being around people. I like networking. Networking is huge for me. Like what we've done, hanging out with other people here in Miami has been great. I think it's networking, it's traveling. And I like sports, man. I do like to play a little soccer. I was on crutches for a bit because I got hurt. I like to play basketball. I need those things. Without it, I would lose my mind.
I think, personally, like, you'd think that with all the shit that I do, that, like, when I unwind, I would kind of, like, not want to intake any more information. But when I wind down, I'm, like, either, like, writing down, like, my future goals, like, 5-10 years, and, like, you know, have a notebook, or I'm learning, like I'm reading, you know, I'm reading books about taxes and I'm reading books about body language and I'm reading books about how to understand your brain and your body and yourself, spiritual books, books that help me become more well-rounded in what I do and or the things that I intend to do. That's one of the ways of me winding down. Another way of me winding down is meditation, which is, you know, occasional to me. And it's just a lot of thinking, bro. Like, I spend a lot of my time just fucking thinking. Like, you know, because I, you know, I have a marketing agency. I have a podcast. I have a magazine. I have passion projects. I have my personal brand, which we do brand deals. You know, I'm a publicist to some degree. I write on a ton of press outlets and, you know, I'm able to, you know, to grow in that perspective. I publish on Forbes, on 137 PM, on Contrast as well, on a ton of outlets. And it's just like, for me, like I always look to the future, right? So when I stop thinking about like what I'm doing presently, I'm thinking about what can exist 10 years from now. So like I'm thinking, wow, what if ClickUp was in this thing? And what if then you're able to drag it out and put it on a wall with augmented reality and then you press that button and then connects to everybody and and I start creating all of these things and I just write them down, bro. And maybe like I'm never gonna like execute them, but sometimes I see ideas out in the world and I'm like, I wrote that down like 5 years ago, or I thought about that. So like that's how I unwind, kind of like building the world the way I see it in my mind, and like reverse engineering how I could create products or content or ideas or publish content based around that. And it gives me peace, bro. It's a lot of fucking information in my brain.
I love hearing that, because I'm being quite honest, I think that's one level I want to get better at, right? For me, I read, of course I learn, but I wouldn't say I do it to unwind. I would say I do it as part of my, like, it's more of a morning, like, hey, you need to get it done, you know, or like maybe in the afternoon, like, I know I need to read, I know I need to journal, but I haven't like made it something I do to unwind. I think it's one, because I think being alone is good for that, right? You got to be alone.
Yeah.
So like you got to find that time, you have to make that
a brain dump. That's what I call it. And a lot of people call it a brain dump. Just like put it all on paper.
That's why I want that Remarkable tablet. I need that. I think we have this thing called Karma in which you get points for doing cool things in the company. Mm-hmm. And I'm just being cheap. I could buy it, but I want the Karma points. I see it on our list.
Jeremy bought me one of those. No, Jeremy Haynes.
What a good guy. I love that guy.
Fucking love Jeremy. He's great. Jeremy changed my life.
That sounds like a gift he would get.
Yeah.
He believed in us in the early days. He actually came in our first office in San Francisco, put us on the DMM and put out ClickUp. I don't have any agencies we got on ClickUp because of Jeremy, honestly. Yeah. Jeremy never wanted an affiliate link or anything. He didn't want any money. He just did it.
Yeah, he does shit like that. He always helps people out. Like, he's changed Michelle and I's life. Like, from, I made a post about this on Instagram, spiritually, financially, professionally. He's just a good guy. He trains great entrepreneurs, not just marketers. He trains great entrepreneurs. He learns a lot for himself to be a better person. And he just passes that on. And I think it's great because a lot of people learn from his stuff, like my family, my friends, my cousins, my people. Like, I pass that knowledge along and it's great, man. Like, it's that's the type of people you need to be aligning with. You, me, everybody.
100%. As you said, how you like wind it down by reading. It did make me think of him because he reads more than anyone I know.
Like, that's why he's fucking put that into my brain, bro. Yeah. He chills in his house. Like, he has books everywhere. He has reading rooms. He has recovery rooms. And, you know, one of the most important things I learned from him is like read, but put it to action. That's where like your platform is perfect, because like, let's say you go to a conference, right? Put yourself in this scenario. A lot of our listeners, you guys are going to conferences. You guys are listening to other podcasts. You guys are watching YouTube videos and you want to learn about finances, about business, about this, about that, but you're learning. And then what? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, now you know, but like, did you do it? And that's where ClickUp or whatever other platform you want to use comes in, because you literally grab that idea from the book, from the podcast, from the video, and you put a fucking date to it.
Gotcha.
You say, I'm going to do that shit by Wednesday, or I'm going to do that shit by 2 months from now. And here are the details and here's what I need. And now you're accountable to yourself.
And it's okay to be realistic and set it out. Like, I think too many people are like, I'm going to do this tomorrow. It's like, no, you probably can't. Yeah. But you can set out 6 months so you can remind. It's like in 3 months. So what I'll do is, as I read, I'll see a page I really like and I'll just quickly take a picture and put it in a ClickUp task. Like, I have a whole list for that. And I'll take a picture and then I'll put the action item and I'll put a date. So I'm like, hey, look, this, like for me, I want to get my content going this year. So I'm excited to do this podcast today.
Oh yeah.
I've been sleeping on it. I've been just so focused on ClickUp. So that's like something I know is more immediate. Now let's say there's something I know I want to do more long-term. I'll put that task 6 months out. Perfectly okay. It'll give me a nice reminder. It'll pop up. I'll see the book. I'll read that same page and I'll know why I had that feeling. I'll highlight the little line that gave me that feeling of why I need to get on that.
It's incredible.
I love it.
And that's all it takes. Because like, there's like, most people like want shit to happen right away. I want this to happen right away. And most success, most anything great in the world is building blocks, little by little. You just start 1%, 2%, 3%. All you got to do is start. And people are afraid, oh, I got to be perfect. It has to be this way. It has to be that way. No, all it has to do is move.
Think forward about this podcast thing. Like, I'm sure when you first started, you're like, hey, like, You know, it's like you knew everything you were doing. Yeah. But look where you're at now. 80 episodes in, not whatever.
Oh, man. Our first episode with Andy Frazello,
I was just talking to Andy.
Yeah, he was episode number one. And I was nervous, bro.
What an episode number one.
Yeah, it's like, I tell Michelle that it's like out in the music industry and recording with Drake.
Yeah, I did. Andy is like, I mean, look at his podcast. It does numbers, but he's just probably the realest guy there is.
Yeah. I mean, we listened to him for years. And
how'd it go episode one? I got to hear it.
Episode one was incredible. I learned a lot from him, from who he was as an entrepreneur before he became successful and a lot of hardships he had to go through, you know, physical attacks, emotional attacks,
mental, all that
was big. And not only the podcast, but like seeing like first form, seeing his building, his distribution, his staff, everyone, it was real. You know what I'm saying? Like you listened to it, you watched social media. I had seen him with Gary Vaynerchuk and all these people, but just seeing it was incredible and seeing how great he was. Like, dude, we showed up with our little booty ass microphones, like to interview Andy fucking Frazella because it was our first episode. We had no idea what we were doing, bro. Like we were trying our best to make this whole thing good. Like this whole podcast. And he was great. He's like, no, we have our equipment. And you know,
he's so cool.
Tyler was there and Tyler was incredible for making that happen. And Nat as well for helping us out with that. But it was just great, man. He let us use his equipment. And we recorded episode one of Hustle Inspires Hustle in the same room where he recorded the MFCEO project. Yeah, the same desk, it's the same setup. So for us, it was surreal because here's this favorite show of ours. And all of a sudden, our first episode, we're on that set, you know? And from there, it was just incredible. We were able to interview a lot of great people, from authors to entrepreneurs to, you know, all types of people, bro. We've had apps. We've had ManyChat on here. We've done collabs with Microsoft. Remember the Storm Area 51 movement? That whole shit that we found him because Kevin gave us the idea to reach out to him. And we were just like all in a bedroom hanging out. And we're like, who should we interview on the podcast? And like this whole Area 51 shit was going viral. Michelle found him, the guy, like in 5 minutes, like in 10 minutes, we had him on the phone.
Dude, and these movements are hilarious. There's that one. Now there's the guy who went on, was it Birds Aren't Real? Have you seen that one yet?
Birds Aren't Real?
There's this whole movie called Birds Aren't Real. I haven't gotten into it yet, but I saw the guy got so big, he was on like the news. I think he got like sick, he had like a cough on it. He probably faked it. It was pure genius in my opinion, but he got a lot of attention from it. But if you haven't seen it, it's the same thing. Same as like Storm. Like these things are hilarious. They crack me up.
Dude, bro, Chris, we've been trying to do this for a minute. So first and foremost, thanks, bro, for being here. We're in Miami right now, right? Okay, just so everybody knows what's up.
It's January, probably 75 degrees, sunny, beautiful. Be jealous.
Be jealous and be motivated and understand that what we're doing, you could find us. We're in the digital world. That's how we found each other. No excuse.
Cold DM. He'd hit me up cold DM.
Cold DM, bro. Send somebody a video, a voice note. Just hit people up and find opportunities for yourself to grow as a person, to grow as a professional, and just keep working on yourself. Chris, thank you so much for being here today, bro. We really appreciate you, man.
I'm glad we made it work.
Guys, this is Alex Quinn, Chris Cunningham, Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. We'll see you on the next episode.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could share, leave a review, and subscribe to the show. Visit hustleinspireshustle.com/app for more free resources, event invitations, and online courses to empower your personal and financial success. Learn about marketing, finances, business development, branding, strategic partnerships, and much more. If you're looking to further connect, check me out on Instagram or LinkedIn at Alex Quinn. That's AlexQuinn. See you on the next episode.